Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Yud Beis. The new mission on yesterday's daf discussed the latest time one may still eat chametz before the prohibition kicks in on the chametz. Rabbi Meir says through the fifth hour of the day, it is fair game to eat chametz, and immediately afterward, at the beginning of the sixth hour, one must burn the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says one only has through the fourth hour to eat chametz. During the fifth hour, the chametz is not to be eaten, but it also does not have to be burned until the beginning of the sixth hour. And there was a public public indicator with the two loaves of bread at the base of Mikdash, in this area called the Itztava, in front of the Beis Hamikdash, being taken away one by one, to let people know. They would take away one loaf, they would take the next loaf, to let people know when to stop eating chametz. The Gemara there on Amud Beis notes a parallel sugya of witnesses to a murder scene, and these people who saw it, they were going to report the details of the case, and in the investigation, when they come to court and they're investigated, and they ask some questions, they have to tell what hour of the day. So they come in, they say the hour of the day, when it occurred, as a component of their testimony. So we have a back and forth debate between Rav and Abaye about how to understand the interplay between this hour's debate between Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir, which is the parallel sugya, as we mentioned, our Mishnah, and that discussion are both talking about hour differentials, and they're both a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So the one by testimony and by the latest time for Chametz on Erev Pesach. So Abaye, within Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is giving us this extra hour buffer. So Abaye differentiates between testimony on the one hand, which is a specialized task and not everyone is involved in it. It's only taken on by those who are zaris or vigilant, and therefore, in his understanding, they're unlikely to make a timing error because they realize the weight of what they're supposed to be doing. But the Isra Chametz, the prohibition of Chametz, is on all Jews. There's a much higher likelihood that an error is going to occur. Therefore, the Chachamim were stricter when it came to the Chametz. Rava said a different reason. Rava said in his final logic, goes through a whole couple lines there, gives in his final logic that the case was a cloudy day, which increases the confusion about the time, and the fourth hour is meal time. That's the time when everybody's eating, which everyone is familiar with, and won't confuse it with another hour. Comes to Truman's Adeshin Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph and says that according to Rava, that it's all about meal time, his 4 hours are Shaul Tzmaniot, 4 hours of Shaul Tzmaniot. Shaul Tzmaniot is the perfect day of the year where you have 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. So you split up the daylight hours into 12 hours. First third of the day is the time where people are eating. But we know that if it's summertime, you can have 15 hours of sunlight, and those 12 hours, each hour, all of a sudden has become a much longer than a 60-minute hour. So what does 4 hours mean now, according to Rava? So it says in Trumas Adeshen, you're actually going to get to eat until 4.5 hours. But according to Abaye, people have a margin of error of 2 hours, and these are the same length hours on a summer day. They won't have a larger margin of error, and it will always be 2 hours before Chatzot, before the middle of the day. So this is a novel idea that Truman's Adeshin is basically understanding that within Rav and Abaye, you actually have a ramification where the final time to eat chametz is actually going to be different based on their reasoning. So much so, such a chiddush, that Truman's Adeshin quotes Tosfos' general shita, that we don't start making these kinds of differentiations within Amoraim if the Gemara never said so. Therefore, if for Abaye it's 2 hours before Chatzot, it's going to be the same for Rava. So we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the day, and comes the Ramah in Simen Taf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph and brings this comment of the Trumas Adeshin, then we go by Shaul Tzmaniot. In other words, we go the first third of the day is the beginning and end time that we eat, and he brings it as a Yesh Omrim. Whenever something's brought as a Yesh Omrim, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the final halachas. If we look in the Achronim, the Taz says we follow this opinion to be Machmir, which could mean, truth is, and the Bir Halacha points this out, it actually could depend on where you live in the world. So if you live somewhere where the days are shorter, then it could be that the time that it ends up being a stringency. If you live somewhere where the days are longer, then it will end up being a leniency. Obviously, the Taz was talking about it in a country which was in Europe, and it was still cold season, and therefore you had that. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Mishnah Berurah, however, say if there could be a financial loss with regards to selling the chametz, being able to have that extra time to a Gentile, one could be lenient in order to be able to rescue one's money in that case, to be able to sell the chametz to a Gentile.